Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all the ships at sea, everyone on land, all of our fellow passengers on the space station flying overhead, and everyone who might be hiding underground. This is the Psychic Funhouse. Yes, you've reached America's favorite podcast for psychic happenings once again. I am joined by my incredibly amazing, lovely and talented psychic to the stars, Mr. Michael J. Espinoza. How are you, Michael?
Well, thank you. I am well.
You are?
What's going on? Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup. Gracias.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
It's all going on.
Here we are.
Yeah. So, I am your co-host as well, and I usually go by the name of Loritz Birch, amazing shaman.
You do?
I do. Yes, I do indeed. Yeah.
The Birchness.
So the Birch Master. The bark is worth a little bit of bite. So,
the shamanic birch.
Shamanic birch, yes, exactly. That's right. So what exciting things have happened in your world since we last connected via the magic airwaves, my friend?
Nothing too spectacular this week. But I have to say, well, I guess spirit's been around me a lot, and you know, I see a lot of words. I mean, numbers. So I get that all the time, and I'm starting to record them now, putting them in my phone.
Okay.
On my phone, just to kind of see, because sometimes you know you just kind of lose sight. So I thought, you know, I'm going to start recording this, and I find money all the time, and it's usually nickel, dime, penny. So I've been recording all that, and I find feathers. And so, like, one of my big finds this week was a green feather. We have a lot of parrots here. So, that was, like, so special to me, to find a green feather. I've never seen one. And also, too, you know, I've really rededicated myself to doing my spiritual work, the meditation, really making sure I'm doing this daily to really build myself up again and increase my energy. And I have to tell you, it's just every time I do that, it's kind of like, now, why don't I do this every day? I don't understand what the problem is. So I'm feeling good. The healings are better. The readings are better. Captains flow more.
Right.
Thank you,
Jesus. Very good.
That's it. How about you, sir? What's going on with you?
What is going on? Well, let's see. Well, it wasn't that hot this week, so I'm incredibly grateful for that. I didn't have to hide out under my AC all day just so I could avoid turning into a puddle. Yeah, weather's been nice, so that's good. What else has been happening? Well, we're getting produce showing up in the garden, so that's always fun. I picked about 20 cucumbers the other day. And clean. Mom's going to make some pickles, some for you. Got some white cucumbers growing, lemon cucumbers, so good variety. And growing was blackberries starting to come on. So peppers are coming on. Peppers. Chiles, as somebody once told me.
Chiles.
Yeah.
Chiles.
Mm-hmm. I did have a confrontation with Johnny Law. I got pulled over by the local polizei the other night. This was the night before last. But I knew it was going to happen because I had a headlight out. So that's what they stopped me for.
The Johnny 5-0, were they?
That's right. Yeah.
Respectful.
And then when he saw on my license that I'm a psychic donor, he tried to, you know, hit me up for a free reading, and I was like, "Officer, give those away for free. You have to pay for those." So he was like, "All right, just a minute." And he came back with a 50. So I gave him a psychic reading right there. And he let me go. Yeah. You know, I was going to say, once you get enough numbers, are you going to buy another lottery ticket? Is that your plan with all those numbers already there? Because it should
well,
be.
That's why
or you should share
that's
it with
That's why
people.
I've increased... That's why I've increased the meditation, you know, hoping to channeling. My guide will channel and give me lottery numbers. Come on, Shiloh. Give me the numbers. What are the numbers?
And you're going to go to the racetrack and blow all your money. Like,
No, I never liked the racetrack. I went once in my life, and it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
It was kind of seedy. Yeah.
Surprised you didn't feel like you fit in there. That's a shocker.
Well, I was
did
looking
you go to
for
the
you, but I didn't see you.
You were. Yeah. Well, I was hanging out with the jockeys. Unless you could have been there. Yeah. You know, when they do the dog racing, the jockeys have to be really, really small. Otherwise, they're too heavy for the greyhounds. So, I don't know if you knew that, but it's true. Well, you know, I'm glad you brought up meditation because today we were going to talk about finding your spiritual community in these fractious times and different ways you could connect with others who are like-minded. So I know you do meditation on your own, but did you recently rekindle your meditation group, Michael? Aren't you working with others? Yeah.
Yes.
How is that different from meditating on your own? Maybe you could tell the listeners what that's like. You get a big boost from being around other people?
Well, it's nice because it increases the energy, you know, exponentially. So it's not just a one and one is two. It's more like, you know, one and one is two plus one more is 100 plus one more is 200. So it increases all that energy you're pulling down. And also, too, it it also makes me a little more committed because I am leading it. So I have to be more committed to attending the group to lead it. And, yeah, because I have to tell you, a lot of the evenings, I'm just, the brain starts telling me, nah, let's not go. I'm sleepy. Take a shower and get into bed. Yeah. But
that's
like, nope,
demon.
You be quiet.
Be God, demons.
Quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
Time to connect with the group. And every time I do, I leave there and I feel amazing. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's interesting
it's
how
nice connecting with people.
Yeah, it's interesting how, you know, we can't always show up for ourselves. You know, we're doing like work that's the equivalent of the spiritual vitamin. But if it's somebody else, then we're like, oh yeah, mm-hmm. I better, you know, show up and make it happen because I wouldn't want to disappoint my fans or my group or
mm-hmm.
people I'm working with. So that's a good point. Yeah. Well, that sounds pretty lovely. Very cool. So when you meditate, do you do the same process, the same type of meditation each time, or do you switch it up, or do you have people?
Well, in our hot yoga,
dance
we
first?
Have. Yes, absolutely. Excuse me. Wow. I think we have four different meditations we rotate, and we have exercises we do and some breathing exercises to prepare the body, and then some chants and invocations, and then we go into the meditations. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do rotate them, and it's a good 2 hours. So it's not like 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Of,
yeah, it's a real deal.
Yeah, it's a good, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're not meditating for 2 hours.
mm-hmm.
the exercises and the breathing is about half hour. And then, you know, prayers, invocations, chanting.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do a couple other exercises where we get energies out of the body. And so we
mm-hmm.
do that, and then we jump into the meditations after. So
mm-hmm.
usually the meditations, we do two of them usually. So that runs 30, so about 50 minutes of meditating.
Mm, nice. That's good.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. Well, I hope you're able to continue with it and get more members and the group stays faithful and keep in the meditation groove, because I know how much it really helps you in all sorts of different ways. Everybody else who participates too, because you're a wonderful leader, you know, that stuff. So great.
Thank you.
I'm very happy. Yeah.
And, you know, it's good to pull down all that energy and bless. We need a lot of blessings here. The world and
mm-hmm.
this country. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So we use it. Yeah. What's
very
your practice
true.
Like? Birchmeister?
My practice. Well, you know, this week was my last class for my my magic mushroom class. So it was interesting. The facilitators of the workshop did a kind of an invocation blessing prayer for the last class that was, you know, probably the best way I could describe it was kind of a syncretic, like S-Y-N-C-R-E-T-I-C, syncretic. It was a blend of the Catholic rosary prayer with Mixtec spiritual prayer as well. So the leaders kind of so there was, you know, different elements that came in. I think, you know, it was through Zoom, so it wasn't in person, but there were about around 30 or 40 of us on the Zoom call. So, and afterwards, people got to share a little bit of what the experience was like for them, and they had questions and answers session, and so that was good. You know, so it was interesting, and people had a lot of positive things to say about the course, and they also didn't pull any punches. One person wanted to know why the facilitator, who was a native person, was using, you know, the religion of the colonizers in their practice and how they squared that with their own, you know, history and belief systems. And the person had the facilitator had an interesting answer. They said that, you know, they saw things as universal, and, you know, they had made this process their own, and they weren't saying it was necessarily what everybody had to do, but it was what worked for them. And so it was an interesting discussion. But it was nice being part of this group over last month and a half, and learning about the different processes and hearing people's results with it. So that was encouraging. So that's been my weekly practice. And, you know, I will just share that while they were working, you know, saying the prayer, I had a lot of emotional stuff come up during the process. And I just found myself kind of, it was almost like they were pulling some of the conflict I've been dealing with. Family conflict, I would say, up. Like I could just feel it kind of bubbling to the surface. And part of the program was to work with your emotions that the traditions feel are connected to elementals. So we started off working with the earth, and then water, and then there was a sequence on air and fire and the prayers and emotions associated with those. So a lot of it was to get grounded in how you're feeling and being able to use ritual to heal kind of release things in your life. So it's constructive. So that was interesting. But yeah, powerful. Very powerful. So.
Mm-hmm. Ah, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So are you going to continue with this group?
I would like to. Well, they had a Facebook group for people to, you know, like a private one that's connected. But Facebook doesn't like me. They canceled my Facebook site, and now they won't let me sign in. So I'm persona non grata for Facebook for however long that's going to be. I guess they heard me complaining about Mark Zuckerberg maybe not really being a human. I think he was hatched. So I guess that's what happens if you get us.
Well, I'm laughing. Always listening. I'm on my fifth Facebook account.
Yeah, I know. Your stories aren't any better than mine.
It's so difficult. Once you get locked out, forget it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that whole bull that they, forgot your password, just click here. Well, that doesn't work because they keep asking you to enter your
right.
password, your old password.
Right.
I don't know it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like,
so this is
yeah.
my fifth account, my fifth attempt.
Oh, man.
This is, hopefully it will stick.
Yeah. It's like getting saddled with a really horrible nickname in your childhood, like Stinky Face, you know, and then, that's what they call me in first grade, and now I'm a senior, and it's like, hey, Stinky Face in high school. So, yeah, you're stuck. It's lovely. That's Facebook. Like you say. Yeah, well, if it works for you, you know, Facebook is a good way to make spiritual connections or stay connected to people that share your spiritual beliefs or practice. There's so many different online ways to get connected to people. You can do meetup groups through a variety of different processes, where you can meet up online or in person to do, you know, like meditative practice, or if you have a interest in different kinds of sacraments, like I was talking about with my class, that's another thing to do. You can also join existing groups. There's a lot of different groups out there. I mean, there's a shamanic circle. There's a healing circle that I've been a part of before in my community, and a journey group that meets every month. So do shamanic work together and be supportive. So that's another good process to find spiritual groups. But maybe it was you who mentioned, or it was somebody that I talked to recently, that even though they're not necessarily seeing themselves as religious, they still find a lot of spiritual comfort and connection by going to a church that's nearby them and working within that framework. So that can be a good place to also go to. There's a lot of power and spiritual connections you can make even within an established religious group that you may not think about, you know, that if that's something you feel is compatible with your practice or who you see yourself as. The other thing I was going to say is, I find a lot of spiritual connection just by spending time in nature, even something as simple as just going for a walk in a natural area, like a park or on a trail. I'm blessed to live in a oak forest, so I can just step outside and, you know, instantly there's forest critters and greenery and all sorts of other stuff happening. My goat friends who were supposed to be here have figured out a way to get out of the fencing, so they've been banished back to their home. So I don't have any goat neighbors right now, but there's still turkeys, squirrels.
Are you sad?
Red-tail hawk. I'm not. No, I'm not sad. I can't say I'm sad, but we'll see. So.
Don't be sad.
I won't be sad.
They'll come back. Okay, good. They'll come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think so. I'm sure they will. The goats will return. So in addition to, you know, online work, going to already in progress spiritual group, taking a workshop or a class, going in nature, I think another way that I find I make spiritual connection is when I'm out and about. Sometimes animals would come up to me. I used to have a couple kitty cats for close to 20 years, and so they're gone because they passed away. So I don't have any immediate animals to take care of and to take care of me, but I find just about every day I have at least one animal encounter. It's often with a cat, or maybe a dog, and I derive a lot of spiritual satisfaction out of that, just not having to explain yourself to an animal, but give it some attention and have it reciprocate, affirming. So that's nice. But yeah, there's all sorts of ways to find your spiritual tribe.
Yeah.
And it may take a while. You may have to, you know, take a few risks and find out, you know, what works and what doesn't. There are some things I would also, you know, caution you to watch out for when you're making your spiritual approaches. If you find yourself in a cult, and of course everybody has a different definition of what constitutes a cult, you might not want to continue with that process. You know, if you've got somebody who's, you know, of course, when it's charismatic, but then you're realizing that the group you joined is a little bit over the top and rigid, there's some control issues going on, and there's a real pressure to conform in a way that doesn't feel healthy or productive, you may be in a cult. You know, might want to get out as safely and quickly as you can, especially if they start handing around little cups with Kool-Aid in them. That's not a good thing. So, yeah. You know, the other thing that I think happens, especially in our culture, unfortunately, is, you know, everything becomes a commodity, right? And, I can remember going to a seminar that was touted as something that was supported by a Chinese herbalist that I had been following for a number of years. I had his book. And it really opened up the world of Chinese tonic herbs, using them, to me. And I actually studied more about them because of that publication. And he was promoting this what was it? It wasn't a water filter, but it was something you put on the water line that was supposed to, you know, turn your regular tap water into some kind of magic spiritual elixir, and had minerals in it and a bunch of other stuff. I don't know. You know, one of those sounds too good to be true thing. I thought, well, you know, if he's lending his name to it, it must be good, because at that point, I hadn't seen anything coming from him that felt like he was trying to make a buck off of his name, right? So I went to this meeting, and there's maybe a dozen other people in there. And the leader of the meeting started off innocuously enough talking about, you know, the product and why this particular author was supporting it. He was never there, which, you know, I was kind of hoping he might show up. And then it quickly got into, you know, the whole multi-level marketing thing with, why, you know, this is the best product ever, and, you know, you only have to invest this much, and then, you know, you get your group, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, no, it's multi-level marketing. What am I going to do? So, you know, at the break, I just kind of feigned an immediate illness that I needed to go attend to at an emergency room and left, or whatever. I got out of there. So yeah, other things to watch out for. If somebody's trying to sell you something under the guise of something spiritual, you know, especially if it feels like they're being manipulative about it, that's a red flag and probably not where you want to park your spiritual energy, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So. But. Different things, you know. Different things happen. So you just have to be, you know, use your critical thinking skills. Be prepared. Or whatever. Comes along the way. That makes sense. Have you had any questionable spiritual experiences on your pathway, or have you been fortunate enough to be protected from all that silly stuff?
No.
No,
because pranic healing was the onset of spiritual practice, spiritual connection. I mean, prior to that, I'll just call it religious because it was in the form of, or it was through churches. But I got to pranic healing, or when it found me, when I took the first class, there were, I think, about three or four people that were reviewing the class, so they knew each other. And so they were saying hello to each other. And everybody was really nice. My brain immediately went to, this is a cult.
Suspicion. Yeah. Right.
Because everybody was nice. I was like, oh, my God, it's a cult. And I literally told myself, I thought to myself, if they offer anything to eat or drink, you don't take it.
Now we're going to the airport to recruit some people. Come on, Michael, get in the bus.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, and then after a while, I mean, so I was kind of on alert for a while. And, but then I just saw, like, they just, you know, gave you options. You followed, great. You didn't, that's fine. They didn't make us do anything. Yeah. We took, I took the class and, you know, practice. We have meditation and healing night if you want to come and practice here with us. And then we're going to, you know, have level two in the month. You want to take level two, come back. And you know, there weren't calls trying to indoctrinate me. So I was fine with it after a while. It's like, okay, chill. And then also, too, I think coming out of a religious background, you know, I see now, like, there's a lot of programming there. So it was kind of having to deprogram myself with a lot of beliefs that I had. And, yeah, so now, you know, going to different meditations, and it's nice to be connected to spiritual community and going now just to look at artwork. You know, I connect to an artistic community, which I really enjoy. And so, yeah.
Very cool.
And that's what I got.
Yeah, and there's a monthly psychic fair you go to pretty regularly too, right? Isn't that something you participate in at a spiritual center?
Yes. You meet a lot of people there. Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, so those are other good ways, you know, to go and interact. So you have options. You don't have to feel like, you know, you have to stay isolated or be alone if you don't want to. There's always spiritual community out there. And I think the other thing that I often remind my clients and myself is you're never alone, right? Spirit's always with us if you're able to stay connected or get connected. you know, all you need to do is just reach out and ask for spirits to find you. And it doesn't take too long before there's an answer and a response. So you never have to feel like you have to go through things all by yourself if you don't want to. So keep that in mind. You know.
Right.
Yeah. So any other thoughts on the subject of finding a spiritual community, finding your tribe, or anything else come up that's worth sharing?
I think the biggest thing is, you know, sometimes we just have to challenge ourselves and move out of places that are comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have sometimes a lot of people, you know, saying that they're lonely, you know, and they need, they're looking for community. And it's like, well,
yeah,
who's in charge of that? You are.
Right.
So we have to really kind of push ourselves out of the comfort zone and challenge ourselves sometimes to just take a chance and get out there. We never know, right? So,
good point.
It's very important. So, if, you know, and I think if you do that with the intention of finding a new tribe, finding new making new friends, and then asking your guides for help, asking the universe, hey, I need your help. I want friends. I want new friends. Please help me find them. They will.
Mm-hmm.
They will honor that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you got to get off the couch and put your dancing shoes on and go.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, one way to encourage that to actually happen is to have a spiritual buddy that you can go explore with. You know, if there's even just one person you can connect with. I have a friend of mine who has semi-regular gatherings at her place, and they often have elements of you know, really supportive, pleasant, spiritual things that are incorporated into them. But if you have just, you know, one friend that you can convince to explore a new spiritual process with you, that can, you know, take the fear out of going alone way down, you know. So that's something to consider. And I was listening to a program on the radio earlier this week, and the person talking mentioned that, you know, we often, you know, when we're in a social situation, if we're not comfortable with it, or, you know, it's not our thing to be around people and just immediately be able to, you know, make connections or conversation, whatever, you know, we have it in our head that, there might be something about us that's, you know, unattractive or problematic or whatever. And I said, well, you know, see if you can't flip the script on that and actually go into these social situations instead of having a negative mindset with a positive assumption that, you know, something along the lines of, actually, you know, everybody here likes me. Like, they already like me. I don't have to prove or demonstrate or do something to become accepted. It's just, it's already there. So you can go from that place, and that can change everything from, you know, just your body language to what actually ends up coming out of your mouth. And, as someone, you know, like myself, who grew up moving around just about every year, until I got to middle school age, high school age, that was, you know, really, an insight, something that I'd forgotten about, because I had to learn how to make friends, really quickly. I moved around so much, and I got pretty good at it. But as an adult, sometimes it's not the first thing on, my mind when I'm confronted with a new situation or a different environment, or even when I've, been part of a class or I'm teaching a class. Like, you can slip into that pattern of being self-conscious, and then it inhibits your ability to, just be yourself. But if you say to yourself, what if, I'm going to go into this with the concept that, people actually like me, like they just accept me already, and see if I can pull that off. I think that would be a very useful technique or process to try out if it's not something you do already. Especially if you're somebody who has, a few trust issues hanging around somewhere, or, appearance issues, consciousness issues, whatever is holding you back. Take that same risk you were talking about, Michael, of getting out and challenge yourself, and take the risk that, maybe you're good enough as you are without having to prove anything to a group of new people. Let's see what happens. It's actually true. So, anyway, all sorts of different options, right? Always have options. Not least, maybe, you always have a home here at your favorite psychic podcast, Psychic Funhouse. We welcome everybody, and we always want to make this a welcoming, compassionate, and open space for anyone to come and share whatever they feel like bringing to the table. And when we do our readings for people, I know Michael and I are committed to transmitting the best information possible. So this is another, I would say, if you're okay with our corny jokes and my sometimes off-color humor, it's a pretty safe place to just come and make spiritual connections that way. So there's that. All right. Well, if I am looking at things correctly, it might be that time.
Already?
Did I mention, Michael, that everything on the Psychic Funhouse is solely for entertainment purposes only?
You did. You've mentioned it many times, but not today.
Yeah.
Now you're just
dead. Mentioned it. Yeah. I know. So now we're covered. So.
Yeah.
We do not give out legal, financial, relationship, gambling advice, anything like that. So, but if you have any of that advice for us, we'll definitely take it, because we need all the help we can get. So,
yeah.
Anyway, Mr. Espinoza, how can people get in touch with you outside of this amazing podcast if they want some spiritual advice or some of your wonderful healing, or to get your opinion on their CAFCAN purchase?
It is easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Nice.
Go to michaeljespinoza.com and you can contact me there. How about you, sir? How can people get a hold of you?
Perfect. Yeah. Well, you can call or text 541-344-7534. Email is givingtree@earthlink.net, and my website is givingtreefarm.com. So there you have it. So anything coming down from scheduling for next week's show, Michael? What's on the drawing board? Do you know yet, or are we still in development?
We're still speaking with development right now.
Okay.
And programming.
Yeah. All right. So we'll just leave it in suspense for people then. Always good. People like it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We.
All right. May we. All right. Well, on behalf of all our amazing staff and employees here at the Psychic Funhouse that make things happen, carpenters, schedulers, catering. Catering was really good this week. Yeah, hats off to catering. And of course,
right.
Our lovely listeners. Yeah, the lovely listeners. Couldn't do it without you and Spirit. Just want to thank you for being a part of the Psychic Funhouse. We're almost at our 100th episode, so that's pretty exciting. So it'll be great to do another 100 with you. So check out our archives.
Yeah.
Follow us on Blog Talk here or your favorite podcast platforms, Apple, Amazon, Spotify, et cetera. And like I said, we've got so many archives. You can listen to us for days and days and never hear the same show twice. So all sorts of fun stuff in there. All right. Well,
great.
Michael.
All right.
You want to take us out, kind sir? And thank you, of course, my lovely co-host, the man with the plan, Psychic to the Stars.
It's great to be here with you and all of our listeners. We want to thank you for spending tonight with us and any night you may wish to download us on one of the major platforms, Apple, Amazon, Spotify, or Google, and bring this with you wherever you may go. Thank you again, and we'll see you back here next week, Friday evening, 6 p.m. Pacific time. Au revoir. Have a great week. Bye-bye.